Welcome. So this is an exciting episode. I think you will like it because you relate to it. I will be talking about friendship goals. Just a reminder, this is chapter 5 and I'm talking about all things friendship, from the foundation to all the way to dealing with fake friendships. So in celebrating friendships, right, I think I mentioned this a little bit earlier on, that there should be like a friendship anniversary where you meet and celebrate your friendship because it's so beautiful. You are acknowledging your friend and you acknowledge the importance they bring into your life, and you just have to show appreciation. So you have to create some sort of milestones for yourselves, create some sort of traditions that you follow amongst yourself, and then continuously build beautiful memories, because that is what keeps us going. Remember some small gestures, because any kind of act of kindness actually keeps your friendship going. You need to surprise your friend with gifts. Doesn't always have to be on their birthday. Make sure at any random time, any other month or any other day of the week, you surprise them to show some sort of support. And to give you an instance, it could be, for example, when you know your friend is going through a tough time, you can then either send them flowers or you can buy them a gift, something to just show you support them and you're with them throughout the time. They could be going through, you know, they lost someone, they're grieving, you know, just be there and support. Also, embrace the differences between you two as friends. You know, you could be different, could be coming from different cultures or different walks of life. You have to embrace that difference and you have to, you know, appreciate one another. For example, they could be Asian and you could be African, and you can, some of the ways you can uniquely celebrate your friendship is you can get some sort of Asian antique as a gift and give to your friend. I'm sure they would really appreciate it because it's the thought that counts. Like, you went ahead to spend some time researching on something unique that speaks to me directly. I think that would be so beautiful. And another thing is just encouraging yourselves to do better every single day, because you could be studying or you could be working, and within that you have to support one another, have some sort of system that allows you to grow together. Now, I'm going to define some friendship goals I think you're going to like. Between yourselves as friends, I'm sure everybody has a unique friendship. And I think within that, you can grow together. You have some sort of mutual support. You share aspirations and you spend time actually developing that. Within that, you have to set some sort of realistic expectations. You know, you have to balance your desires and your realities, because yes, you may want to go to the moon with Elon Musk one day, but you also need to work towards your maybe your project. So focusing on the current existing matters, they're actually important and you can work together as friends to solving that. Then another thing is sharing visions. I think this is a beautiful one. I know a lot of people that have built successful businesses actually as friends because they shared a common vision, or they shared a vision, they worked towards it, they kept each other accountable, and they saw the results. So this is something that you can explore and try for yourself and see if that works. Another thing, overcoming obstacles and challenges together as friends. You have to be persistent. You need to carry that spirit of resilience. Also be flexible and understanding. And should be any extra challenges, remember, you can seek support. Always remember, you are not alone. I always say this in the early episodes on this podcast, that you are not alone. You can always ask for help. even if you can, sometimes you can search online, like, okay, how to do this, what I can do with this, or I need help with this, or I cannot understand this. Whatever that it is, there is always support, like 24/7, there's always support. So you are not alone. Don't suffer alone. Then celebrating your achievements. So this is different from celebrating your milestones or your friendship anniversary. This is when you guys decide to, let's say you start a weight loss journey together. After 6 months, both of you guys have succeeded. You have to celebrate that. Recognizing your progress and rewarding yourself for that will give you extra energy to start something new. It will give you that sort of reward. Even your brain will reward you with oxytocin and dopamine and all those beautiful chemicals, because you started something together, you ended it together, it was successful, and you have to just celebrate it. And while you celebrate, you now start the next project because you feel so motivated, you have so much more energy, and you anticipate to see the outcome of whatever that project is. So I think this defines friendship goals. Another thing would be fashion. You dress so good whenever you step out. No one is going to say anything. Like the moment you walk into that room, everybody's going to know that, yeah, look at those girls. They look so nice because they're friends. Or look at those guys. Wow. Because of your friendship, you guys get along. You have this mutual bond. You have the same understanding. And you've become like a one bubble of like energy that's just going around. And, you know, you are experiencing this beautiful life for what it truly should be. So, guys, next episode, I'm getting into the serious stuff now. We are going to talk about spotting a fake friend, and we are going to talk about the impacts of fake friendships. I think this is high time we talk about all of this. I hope you are looking forward to this, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Remember to keep rating the podcast, leave a 5-star, leave a comment, share, send it to somebody that needs to hear friendship goals or celebrating friendship. Bye.